dining out in central New York, like elsewhere in the country, looks very different this year. The fallout from COVID-19 has changed the landscape of the industry here, putting some eateries out of business and forcing others to reinvent themselves. Conditions could improve for some restaurants in downtown Syracuse soon, now that New York State is lifting the restrictions on indoor dining in the city. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, even with that change, many restaurant owners in the region are still figuring out how to navigate these uncharted waters, hopeful that 2021 will mark the end of this difficult period for their business.
At Sherry's downtown diner in Oswego, the smell and sound of sizzling bacon fills the kitchen. Bacon is a staple of any good breakfast spot, but this diner is not quite a staple of Oswego yet, as the restaurant just opened its doors on New Year's Day. Owner Sherry Babcock, who formerly worked at another restaurant in the city for years, says she wasn't willing to forego her lifelong dream of opening her own restaurant, even in the face of a pandemic.
I had a second and went, well, I'm going to move forward because, you know, I want to work with the people that I worked with and see the people in the community that I saw every day. And we'll press forward. So we did.
Sherry's Downtown Diner is one of the few restaurants to open in central New York in the last year. Conversely, many dozens have closed, like Lacey's Tapas Bar in Syracuse. Owner Laura Surway says she was approaching retirement and COVID was the final straw.
We are on very thin margins and work a whole lot of hours. And it took things just right totally out of proportion.
Other restaurants in the region are closing only temporarily, entering a kind of hiatus status, awaiting more favorable conditions or, at the very least, an end to government restrictions.
Just need a break. You just need a break from the fight because you're just trying to, like, take care of the community like you've done for so long and somebody keeps getting in your way.
That's Cynthia Tassone Harrington, one of the owners of Dominic's Italian Restaurant in Syracuse. She made the difficult choice of closing on New Year's Day after 40 years in service, and she's uncertain of when or if they will reopen.
The dynamics of this are taking an area which was growing. Downtown Syracuse was developing and becoming a major attraction. It was becoming a city people wanted to visit. People would want to come stop at and stay and visit the attractions and things like that. What they've done to it now is they've just taken downtown Syracuse and the surrounding areas and made it into like a ghost town.
Despite the challenges, Surway says she may be out for now, but she isn't done yet. She plans to return to the industry in some fashion in the near future. Surway says the key to survival for those who decide to forge ahead will be adaptation.
As the industry continues to change, we have to either change with it or we have to move on. And we all say the same thing. We just got to keep our nose to the grindstone, watch our expenses, and helping each other and pushing business towards each other. We're going to come out of this.
In that spirit, local restaurant owners are planning a chili cook-off event later this month, the proceeds of which will go to support their fellow restaurants in the Syracuse area that are struggling. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.